Hey, yo.
Okay, you ready? Officially?
Let's do it.
All right. This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. It's Monday, March 29th. It's springtime. It's official. And good to see everybody. Everybody, it feels like things are starting to feel normal for the most part. As close as they can be, right?
Put an ish at the end of it. Yeah, normal-ish.
And it's a nice day outside too. I think it's a little chillier than it's been the last couple of days, but it's actually nice. But like I said, spring is in the air. It's full bloom. You got baseball on Thursday. Sports are on fuego right now. March Madness on fuego. My allergies are on fuego now. Yoga pants are on fuego right now. The yoga pants are. Just like the trees and everything start to bloom, the yoga pants start to just kind of come full bloom.
Of course.
And very distracting at the gym when you go.
Of course.
For the last like couple times.
I can imagine.
And
just walking to the downtown you live in can get distracting.
It is, but there's a part of me with the knowledge going into everything is that a lot of these girls, at the very least, like none of them are of the age of 21, maybe 18. I just have my blinders on. And I just like walk to my car or walk to grab a cup of coffee or whatever I'm doing. I see it. I'm like, okay, and just keep moving
and keep walking.
Because I'm not trying to be a creeper. Same thing happens at the gym.
Sure.
You don't know how old these girls are. I'm like, wow, that girl has like a banging body, but she could also be 16 years old, unfortunately. Anyway, Rabbit Hole Podcast, pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. Took a little time off, but we're back. And I definitely have a shit ton of notes. Just an accumulation of things, especially seeing things at work, driving around doing a little DoorDash. This, that, and the other.
Okay.
So I mean, it's just. First off, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. A little on the busy side, but same time.
Busy's good, right?
Busy keeps you out of trouble. Which is
supposedly.
Allegedly. Well, it's keeping me out of trouble, and that's a good thing.
So okay.
Keeps the days filled. Makes it easier to go to sleep at night when you're nice and tired. That's about that. So. Ready for springtime, but at the same time, like you, ready for the allergies to be gone too. And we haven't even started with it yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. I started like the first like nice day. Like I woke up and my nose was just kind of like doing that thing, like that twitch. And I was just like, taking a Zyrtec.
Yeah, right.
Taking allergy medicine right now. And I think for what it's worth, if I had not done that, I'd probably be in bad shape right now.
I feel
like I taken it. I took it very, very early. Earlier than I think I've ever taken allergy medicine in the last like couple of years. Because the weather's just getting nicer a lot sooner. So I'm hanging in there. But yeah, I can't wait for this to pass.
Sure.
The waking up and the sniffles and the watery eyes and all that nonsense. So there's a bunch of stuff that we can get into, and some serious stuff, some lighthearted stuff, whatever have you. So like, I just want to kind of just like go down the list of the notes that I have here. And I guess like the first thing that I have here is there's two things that are apparently having the best week ever.
Okay, let's do it.
Superhero movies and racism. They're having the best, both of them are having the best weeks ever, just so you know.
What the fuck happened now?
I'm just talking about in general.
Okay.
both are having the best weeks ever. Because, I mean, superhero movies, like, recently what came out, you know? Like, WandaVision just ended on Disney Plus. And now you're getting a Falcon and Winter Soldier, that series, which I have not watched yet. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to binge it. I don't know if you've watched it yet.
What, Wanda? Falcon?
Falcon and no. Winter Soldier.
I'm doing what you did, because I watched the first WandaVision and was like, this is like doo-doo cakes.
Yes.
Now, I've heard only good things about Falcon and Winter Soldier, but I figured I kind of want to build it up a little bit. I still have like some March Madness. Baseball is coming back, so I have things to watch.
Sure.
But I'm definitely going to binge watch that a little bit. A couple episodes down the line.
Right. And that's what I'm going to do for that. Now, you had that. The extended Snyder cut of Justice League came out.
It was fantastic.
You saw it? You watched it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask
if you did. I won't watch 4 hours of The Irishman. Well, I probably will one day when I get bored enough.
Sure.
But like, I saw that and I was like, okay. First half an hour, I was like, who was the one who did the other one? Was it James Gunn? Was it one of the Russo brothers? Joss Whedon,
yeah, I believe.
Fuck you.
Well, here's the thing, is that the Joss Whedon, he stepped in and used the Snyder footage and pretty much kind of pieced it together.
Okay.
Because I think he had a family emergency, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought it was something to do with the fact that they didn't want a rated R superhero movie. Outside of like Deadpool, but like,
I mean, that could very well be also part of it, but I feel like there was some sort of an emergency or something like that, and he couldn't finish the movie.
Okay.
But apparently everybody knew that there was all this like extra footage of the movie, and everybody kept, you always saw the hashtag release the Snyder Cut, release the Snyder Cut, release the Snyder Cut. Well, they finally did it. They listened.
Heck yeah.
They listened, and yeah, I thought the movie was great. It's 4 hours long, and I watched it in like two sittings, because I was like, all right, I'm gonna watch like an hour and a half to 2 hours, like one day, and I watched like the other two another day.
Okay.
And
you can do it that way because it's broken up into chapters.
Right. And with that, I never really saw the full Justice League movie.
Okay.
So I did what I did
you don't have TBS like every day.
Well,
because it's
I mean, I do. Well, okay. I'll tell you what's funny is that I was like, all right, I want to watch the original Justice League movie. I've only seen bits and pieces of it. I think I saw the ending of it.
Okay.
But I never saw the thing from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I got to find the original version of Justice League movie before I watch the Snyder Cut version.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of what I did with the Come to America stuff. I was like, let me watch Trading Places.
Mm-hmm.
Let me watch Come to America. And then let me watch Coming to America.
Right.
So I kind of did the same thing with this. So I was like, let me, and plus it'll be fresh in your mind.
Right.
So I was like, let me watch the original Justice League movie.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was mediocre.
Yes.
There were parts of it that were like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. But overall, the movie was mediocre. This Snyder Cut movie, and actually I found it, and I think it was on like TBS On Demand. The Justice League movie that you speak of.
Yep.
That's on like every other weekend.
Right.
So I watched it. I was like, mediocre at best.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched the Snyder Cut.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's, I made the comparison is, it's Amazon versus Wish.
Sure. Okay.
It's like, oh, it's a picture of a PlayStation 5 and that's Amazon. Right. And then Wish, a PlayStation 5 is a PS3 and PS2 stacked on top of each other.
Right.
that's your PS5 from Wish.
Yeah.
And it's from just the cinematography of the
they introduced
Darkseid in this, which they kind of like, they like, he was in like a shadowy kind of thing in the original Justice League
movie.
They had like mentioned him.
Okay.
The Steppenwolf character, they beefed him up. They totally changed.
They totally
changed his like design.
Mm-hmm.
The fighting sequences, the music, that typical Zack Snyder slow motion fighting, very it was just very super cinematic, like the music.
The background to each character was better, I thought. I mean, granted, it's 4 hours, so
more
like
character development,
but
But it was great. I mean, mm-hmm. the only annoying thing I think that I thought about the movie was like every time Wonder Woman came on, they played that music.
Yeah, you kind of knew.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, we get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, right. I get it.
Yes. I noticed that towards the end. I was like, wow, this is annoying now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like once or twice is one thing. And then like every Wonder Woman scene, they got to play this woman singing like background music.
Yeah. It's like the Avengers Assemble instrumental. Like when they do that, they do it like once a movie. You're like, oh, here it is. But yeah, imagine doing that 10,000 times a movie. You're like, all right, I'm over this now. Thank you. But no, I thought that was fantastic, and I would love to see him do more of them.
Apparently, that's it. Apparently, Snyderverse. That's it in terms of that style of movie. Huh. According to stuff that I saw on the internet.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, like the Justice League. The Zack, and it's funny because it's not called the Justice League. It's called Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Right, yeah, okay.
So apparently the Snyderverse of Justice League movies and whatever have you is at... That was the conclusion, but the ending of that movie says that there's not one.
Right.
Because it ends with...
like four different ways that thing can go.
I didn't like the way it ended, kind of weird too. There was like... I felt like there were some scenes that they probably could have like... Like the Batman nightmare scene,
mm-hmm.
It kind of didn't make sense when you just saw Deathstroke right. in the previous scene, mm-hmm. because in the original Justice League movie, that was a post-credit scene,
right?
When Lex Luthor and Deathstroke they mm-hmm. meet up and they mm-hmm. talk about let's make our own, they talk about making a Legion of Doom,
right?
In this movie, the scene is totally different,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about I can get you Batman. Right. And that was kind of like the way it ended.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, there's this nightmare scene where the world's gone to shit mm-hmm. and Deathstroke's teaming up with Batman. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Like,
I feel like those post-credit scenes were just kind of all like, it was like everything on the cutting room floor.
They put everything on the cutting room floor in this movie.
Yeah.
To the point where some of it almost doesn't make mm-hmm. sense. Yep. It's like, you could have put that scene over here and this one over there.
Right.
And the whole thing mm-hmm. with, like, the, you know, and then he wakes up and then the Martian Manhunter's there, whatever like that. If anything, I would have made that whole little exchange, mm-hmm. I would have made that the post-credit scene.
Okay.
Batman having the nightmare, right. this, that, and the other. And then it's, like, the movie's over. So I go, by the way, like, I'm Martian Manhunter, see you later. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fly off into the sunset.
But it's all a tease if they're not actually doing any more of these movies,
well,
right?
Well, here's the thing. There was a period of time where this movie was never going to come out.
True. Okay.
So I feel like if the people speak, they'll be able to get another movie. I feel like they'll be able to kind of come to some sort of terms or whatever have you. I would think.
Assuming a couple commas, some zeros.
Oh yeah.
Call that a day.
Oh yeah. I think they can do it.
Have we come to an agreement now?
I feel like at this point now, anything's possible.
Sure.
Movies that were never supposed to come out have come out. TV shows that got canceled get rebooted.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done.
Yeah.
It can be done now more than ever.
True.
You know? So, I mean, like, yeah. So, I mean, between Justice League movie, fucking Winter Soldier,
mm-hmm.
Coming to America, all the superheroes, they're all back. They're all back.
So, we're now putting the character from Coming to America on par with Superman.
I mean, at least like the Randy Watson character, even though they made him look terrible in the sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made him look like, they like fattened him up. Mm-hmm. They made him look old and fat, which I guess would make sense. But at the same time, they made his voice sounds totally different.
It's quarantine for everybody.
I know, but he sounds like, what's her name? He sounds like Rasputia from Norbit. He doesn't sound like Randy Watson.
Okay.
So I wasn't crazy about that.
Right.
That movie, have you seen the Coming to America movie?
The first one.
Well, Coming to America?
Nope.
It's an ego stroke for like the characters of the movie being like, oh wow, they all look really good after 30 years. That's essentially what I feel like that movie was. Okay.
So it's like a 2-hour like infomercial for like Black Don't Crack.
I mean, that's part of it, yes.
Okay.
And the fact that it's like a reunion because they literally got like even like random ass characters right.
They got them all. Okay.
They got almost nice. Everybody okay. except like Eric LaSalle. Other right. than that, they got everybody. Oh, and the sister's not in there. Lisa's sister is not in that movie, which is weird. But other than those two characters, they essentially got back everybody.
Got you. Okay.
But yeah, the Come to America, it was all right. It's worth the watch. Yeah. You don't have to really like sit down and be honed in on it. You can kind of have it in the background and make dinner, have friends over, and just have it on. Yeah,
it's light. It's not like you need to pay attention.
Like it's not Citizen Kane.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. you could just like sit down and just kind of have it on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I mean like. Superhero movies, best week ever. Okay. Racism, but also having the best week ever. Just between all the stuff that I've been seeing lately. And obviously, you know, because it's like,
sure.
Hashtag stop Asian hate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, this is, I like sat down and thought about this one day. I was like, wow, between Black Lives Matter and stop Asian hate. I was like, boy, this is just, things are just kind of getting out of hand here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like at least it's being addressed. At least people are trying to make steps in the right direction to try to... I mean, you're never going to ultimately eliminate it, but at least mm-hmm. minimize it to some extent.
Stop Asian hate is standing on the shoulders of Black Lives Matter. Like, that's not to minimize either, but like... Because you always talk about... Or I guess no one really talks about it, and that's kind of what part of the problem is that nobody really talks about, like, any type of Asian hate. Like, the Asian stereotype was always that you were, like, the prototypical race, you were just kind of meant to just kind of fit in, like, you never really caused trouble, you didn't really want to be seen, almost in a certain aspect, which is why, if you notice, like... large concentrations of Asian populations and stuff like that, maybe that they're a little bit less integrated, stick more to their own cultures, their own languages, stuff like that.
Sure.
Like I get it. And again, like, as weird as it is, but in the past year and a half with Black Lives Matter movement and now Stop Asian Hate, I would assume at this point in time, we are basically the ideal podcast to ever speak on these two topics.
Can I tell you something? It's also one of those things, too, where I thought about it. I was like, all right, so I'm friends with someone of Korean descent and someone who's Indian. In certain parts of the world, we're the most dangerous group that could ever team up. We're the Legion of Doom. Between me, you, and Chuck, what the F?
We're like if Cap...
Hashtag if Chuck had Instagram.
We're like three fifths of like Captain Planet right now.
Like we used to be the guys on the college pamphlet. Now we're like on a different type of pamphlet.
Yeah, it's weird how it's kind of like progressed and matured. Because for a little while it was like yes, college pamphlet, everyone's included. Then it was like affirmative action, everyone included. Then it was like, you know, and then I guess in certain aspects it's more or less devolved than evolved in that.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, hell, not for nothing. Today you're on CNN or on major news networks is the trial of the cop who killed George Floyd.
Derek Chauvin.
Chauvin.
I don't care if I say his name correctly.
No, not really. But like, So it's
gavel to gavel coverage.
Yeah.
On CNN and like mm-hmm. HLN and
sure.
probably other news outlets. Yeah, mm-hmm. gavel to gavel coverage. I mean, the whole thing is like, look, that whole thing going on right now, he's going to jail. I guess the question is, what is he going to jail for? Is it going to go for murder? Is he going to go for like manslaughter or whatever have you?
Like involuntary?
Some bullshit ass like way that he gets out of it or gets like the lowest amount of
you're
jail time.
You're still guilty, but you're not like guilty with like a really long prison sentence type deal.
Right. So, I mean, I'm curious to see how that plays out.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have that going on. And then even just like with all like the race, it's funny because even I'll even tell you like related, unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the train, right? So like I walk by and mm-hmm. I have my headphones on, but I could still, when I have my headphones on, I could still hear outside noise.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Listening to music. So I was walking by, it was his family, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a dad with his like two little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and they're white. I feel like it's important for the story.
Okay.
So I'm walking by and they're playing I Spy. They're like, I Spy My Little Eye.
This can get really innocent or really bad, really.
Like, and I heard them playing it. And then, like, so I'm walking by, and the kid's like, I Spy My Little Eye, a black guy. And the father was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And like, I walk by him, mm-hmm. and I was like, he's right.
Yeah, right.
He's right. I mean, this could have gone way worse than you could have imagined.
Kid, so, and it's like, coming from a child, so like,
I really wasn't like,
I wasn't
offended by it, mm-hmm. but I could see like the father's like expression, and you could just hear it in his voice, like, why would you do this? Yeah, like right now, like at this moment in time, like,
were
why?
Were you in this town?
Yeah.
Oh, so you automatically assumed you were violent. Like, that's probably step number one.
They
don't see many of that around here.
Oh, yeah, no. So, I mean, obviously, the city I live in is predominantly white. So, when people are like, hey, Kev, I thought I saw you walking down the street, chances are it's me. Mm-hmm. So, when I was waiting for the train, I just noticed that. And in the back of my mind, I was like, you know what? I'm going to walk a little further. Mm-hmm. We're not going to cross paths. Yeah, no. I'm not offended.
No, it could have been. It was a kid.
It was a child that said this. And for what it's worth, the child could have said way worse.
Sure. In their mind, like, they probably don't necessarily maybe even know, like, the nomenclature of, like, oh, you know, I see an African-American guy, or, like, I see an Asian-American guy, or something like that. Like, they just...
Or be like, I see a guy walking.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, it just... And I'm just like, ah. I was like, I thought about it, and I was just like, it could have been a lot worse. It could be way worse. And whatever, I just found it kind of funny.
Sure.
I just got on the train, and I was just like, I'm just gonna keep listening to Dua Lipa and take the train to Hoboken. That's mm-hmm. about it. But it was interesting.
Sure, I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine that.
It was just it's like, wow. It's just like, really? Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, huh?
You know what the funny thing is too. Someone said that. Someone put this up on Twitter, and it was basically like. And I don't remember who said it first about when, and again, of course, it's been said in different variations, many different ways, but like even for Black Lives Matter, it's like, you love our culture, you love our food, you love our style, you love our swag, like, why don't you love us? And they did this rundown of like all these different Asians, and it was like, you know, you love our comics, you love our anime, you love our food, you love this, like, why don't you love us? And it was just, like, that made me sad. Like, this stuff doesn't... It's funny because I remember me and you had this exchange on Twitter where you said, you know what, I'm not surprised anymore. I'm like, you should be, and you should be mad, and you should be this, and you should be that, and blah, 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 blah. Like, this should still impact you in a way where it's not like, oh, it's Tuesday. Like, racism exists or whatever. And I thought about it, and I was like, that was something, like, just that comparison between, like, the different things that someone would come out and say, like, you love us for this, you love us for this, you love us for this, why don't you love us? To now taking it from the stop Asian hate perspective of, you love us for this, you love us for this, you love us for this, why don't you love us? And that actually made me sad. Outside of it, it is what it is. It's another mass shooting. There's more of them than there are days that have gone by in the year so far. Like, it's racism. There's more of that goes by than probably breaths that people take. Like, it's so commonplace. And I'm not saying, like, from my personal experiences, like, yeah, did the pandemic have some people may be looking at you a certain kind of way if you were a bit more naive and ignorant? Sure. You know, like, all of a sudden,
right.
the color of your eyes or the color of your skin
right.
automatically meant something that maybe 2 weeks ago or a little bit further ago, it maybe didn't. But at the same time, like, I tend to tune it out so much. And then seeing that, like, it did. That, like, that same thing, it brought it down to, like, well, you can love all of these things about us, but you can't love us. Like, I don't know. Like, that actually made me sad. And, you know, other than that, you know.
No, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. I saw some of those things. It was like, you love Dragon Ball Z. Everybody loves Dragon Ball Z, but you don't like it, but you hate Asian people now? Like, what the mm-hmm. fuck? And, like, to, you know, to lighten the mood, but yeah, sure. but that's what it is.
I'm like, then you know what? Let's do this. Every single Asian restaurant shut down for a day. You want to hate us? We'll give you a fucking reason to hate us. Like,
I mean, what are Jewish people gonna do during the Christmas holidays? Shut down on, like, Christmas.
I'm not saying like hit them that low. Like,
but you know what I mean? But like, yeah.
No, I feel you. I feel you. But it's, it's, I think it said 150% hate crimes towards Asian people. Gone up 150%. That's ridiculous.
It's like old Asian people that are like walking home because a lot of them don't drive.
Right.
They never got a driver's license. And like the people just come up and like beat them up. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just don't understand. Like there's some pretty serious hate in your heart to just think to yourself like, oh, there's an old Asian person, or oh, there's an Asian person. Say, no different than a black person, no different than someone just, you know, jogging while someone's taking, like, innocently taking pictures of birds in a park.
Right.
And automatically viewing that person as a threat. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I just, and again, maybe it's because our circle of friends and family are so multi-dimensional in terms of whether it be race or sexual identities or whatever it would be, to the point where we don't even look at it that way. But it just, I don't know. Say no different than the Black Lives Matter, no different than any other periods of racial tension. It's just like, I don't get it. Like, person is what a person is. Like,
yeah.
Good, bad, indifferent.
I mean, unfortunately, when it comes to things that happen in the world that affect all of us, people want to point the finger at somebody to blame.
Of course.
And unfortunately, there's not one specific person to blame when it comes to certain things that happen in the world. Mm-hmm. But it's people, maybe not necessarily find a person, but they find a group.
Sure.
People, I mean, essentially, from what you're seeing on the news, people are blaming Chinese people. And then on top of that, it's like, all right, you're not even dissecting it into the groups of Asian people.
No.
You're just Asia, the continent. You're just blaming the entire Asian continent for the coronavirus. I was going to say, like, there's a lot of Asian people that have been born in America. Like, they're American citizens.
Right.
It's like, and even then, the people that weren't born here, it's like, it's not their fault. You know what I mean? But like, they have to find a finger to point. They have to blame a group. Fucking 9/11 happened.
Sure.
Guess who they blamed?
Yep.
They blamed, you know, anybody who's Indian.
They blamed every one of them. Not even breaking down like religions.
Right.
Like,
it's just, it's crazy. Yeah. So like I feel like every couple of, and black people, just not necessarily that they got a finger to point on black people, but it's like, I feel like black people just get blamed for everything else.
Well, it's
else.
Just like, yeah.
Crime, black people.
Yeah, you become like the fill in the blank.
Right.
Like, you know, why is my house depreciating? Oh.
Yeah, know. There goes the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my kid didn't get into college because they had to let
the
black person in or something like that.
Indian people get blamed for terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Asian people get blamed for coronavirus. And black people just get blamed for everything else.
Yeah, like,
cool.
All right.
That's fine.
Wait till we all stop working one day. Like, wait till wait. Like, all that shit you love, like, gone for one day. Just find out. They said that too. Actually, I think it was right around the election season two, because obviously there's a lot of bills out right now for like changing voting laws and stuff like that. Which,
sure.
For the most part, depending on what side of the aisle you sit on, some of it could be viewed as suppression. Some of it just, you know, more transparency. Whatever you want to call it. And it's funny because they said that the largest demographic in control of buying power are African Americans. And there was this thing going around, and it got a lot of views. And again, it's unfortunate because you see these amazing ideas that spur, and then very, very rarely do you actually see follow through on it. But it was actually like, you know, what if every single African American person decided today, I'm not buying anything. I'm not going to Walmart, McDonald's, Mercedes-Benz, you know, Target, Whole Foods, whatever place you were talking about. See where they're at then.
Yeah.
See what your daily sales look like that day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
No, I hear you, man.
I'm like, and these are the people you're pissing off? Like, okay. All right, sure.
I know. It's crazy.
Yep.
Rabbit Hole Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. So obviously,
no. Can we do? Can we change? I didn't mean to cut you off. Can we change this to something a lot more positive? How the fuck do I get my hands on your T-shirt? Let's do that because I want that. We're getting there. Right?
Yeah, I know.
Right? City Field, 20% capacity. MetLife, you're going to be allowed to have people in the building. Like, I need something new that is not a jersey. Because I don't want to invest in any of these people yet. Like, let's get them signed to really long-term extensions and whatever else. But I need something new. How do I get something new?
What I'm going to do today, because obviously today is my day off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just check all the links and double-check everything and see... Well, for those of you who don't know, I've been starting to do a little designing in terms of T-shirts and, you know, potentially hoodies and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put them on these third party sites and see if I can make some form of a profit. What I've been researching is that you don't necessarily just have to have it on one site. You could have it on multiple sites.
Okay.
So that's what I'm gonna do. Mm-hmm. And they will be available.
Good, because I want them. And I'll tell you the one original link you put up now just takes it to like whatever the hub is, like whatever the host site is.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And it
yeah.
just goes to like a more like generic page of like maybe like newer content or newer people. And I tried searching your name, I tried searching Hair of the Blog, and nothing came up. And I'm like, I'm not searching, like, I love you. I would do anything for you. I'm not going through like 75 pages of T-shirts and shit just to find the one.
No, and I wouldn't want you to. So I'm going to get on that.
Okay.
And I also want to like upload a couple more designs. I've just been busy with work and things like that because obviously bartending at Hoboken.
You want my whole stimmy is what you're telling me.
I mean, look.
You got new shit.
I mean, that's the plan, right? The goal, the end game. You know, use up all the stimmy. Just get all the swag, right? But just you know, shirt here or there is fine.
It's like Infinity Stones.
Yes.
I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get on that. Yeah, okay. doing a couple of designs, New York based stuff,
nice
sports team stuff, okay. And just other stuff like when I watch like TV and movies, like I get ideas from like certain things. It's like, oh, you know what? That would be a cool idea on a shirt or a hoodie mm-hmm. or something like that. So I've been working on.
So it's gonna go all the way to pop culture things. And stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. The sports stuff was sports. Like, okay. You know, because like I would like to have something, a little something for everybody. Not everybody's a sports fan.
Sure.
But maybe somebody's a fan of a particular show or movie or mm-hmm. something like that. So I want to have a little something for everybody, and cool. that will come in time. But for now, the sports stuff is what I'm kind of focusing on, and I'm gonna get cracking on that. So. Yeah, we're gonna get cracking on that, and then plus you got opening day in a couple of days too, so I definitely gotta get that stuff up there. That's somebody it. Wants to get like a New York Yankee colorway style shirt or hoodie mm-hmm. or something like that. Yeah, I definitely want that. Mets, right now both teams are just poised to be. Yankees are poised to win the World Series, and I feel like the Mets, they're getting there.
Mm-hmm. They haven't pissed themselves yet. Like, it's early. So, like, the bar is set low, but we haven't, like pissed on ourselves yet. Usually by now, something's happened where you're like, okay, well, here's my team. But, the division for the Mets is tough. It's a lot tougher than it is for the Yankees.
I know.
So.
I know. But I feel like even still, the Mets have... Mets have some firepower.
Yeah.
So I think all in all, like, they're still going to be... Here's the thing. I feel like every year they've been getting a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got some more solid pitching. And I feel like now you even have more... I'm trying to think of like all the people like you all the Mets have acquired. They're all like, okay, mm-hmm. well, that's good.
We're not selling hope. We actually have like talent behind like these potential feelings of excellence.
But yeah, so yeah, I gotta get cracking on the swag stuff.
Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. I want it.
Yeah,
keep the Yankee shit, but want it.
That's why all the Yankee shit. I'll just flip the colors and make it Mets colors, and there you go.
And you know what? That's a genius bet. I'm gonna buy it.
There you go.
Oh, speaking of which, because we have this bet every year, and I know she will listen to this podcast, KDO.
Okay.
We always have the bet. Will the Mets win on opening day? If the Mets win on opening day, she has to wear a Mets t-shirt because she's a Yankees fan. If the Mets lose on opening day, I have to wear a Yankee t-shirt.
Okay. So, Katie, you're listening.
Yep.
Ball's bet's on.
Yep.
The bet is on.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking, I guess, like, in that related field, mm-hmm. in terms of stuff that I've been coming across in terms of sports, so obviously, like, New York, I feel like, is just on the come up right now in terms of, like, all of, like, the New York sports teams are, like, all of a sudden getting, like, really, really good.
Well, the Brooklyn Nets are now the Monstars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got LaMarcus Aldridge. I was like, wait a minute. Is that real? Why'd they get... Yeah, I guess... Yeah. Meanwhile, poor LeBron is like, really?
That's fine. I got Andre Drummond. He's good for 13 rebounds and no points.
And LeBron James is high ankle sprain. And you don't know when he's...
He's opting out the rest of the season. Somehow, somewhere, he's like, yeah, no, this don't count.
And Anthony Davis, that's also on the Lakers.
He's got that Kevin Durant injury.
That nobody, like, wants to talk about.
The is it my Achilles? Is it my calf? Like, should I ever come back on the court, or is this thing just gonna pop like a rubber band?
Unfortunately,
yeah, it's gonna. It is. It will, more likely than not. Unfortunately, like, he probably needs off season surgery. Maybe not for a repair, but or hopefully for a repair, not for a complete redo. But
yeah, but I mean, like, right now it seems like the Brooklyn Nets could very well win the NBA championship.
Look at their starting six.
It's not fair.
When they're all healthy.
It's not fair.
We thought the big three was a cheat code. Oh, now we got Blake Griffin, who dunks again, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I saw that on Twitter, because apparently someone said he hadn't dunked in like a year and a half.
He didn't dunk since 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he's jumping over Kias and shit again.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Sure.
Brooklyn Nets are poised to win the NBA Finals, mm-hmm. the championship. Mm-hmm. The New York Knicks... Or 500 team, which they haven't been in a very, very long time.
I saw this stat on the way over here today. If the postseason started today, the Lakers and the Knicks would have the same seed.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, because the Knicks are the fourth seed right now. And I guess, I guess the Lakers, they probably fell because they probably have Utah's probably in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Suns in front of them?
I would think so.
And maybe the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably, the Lakers.
Oh, speaking of which, speaking of the Clippers, did you hear that the prodigal son has gone home?
Yes, I heard.
Yeah.
Lemon Pepper Lou
mm-hmm.
is home.
Yeah.
Back in Atlanta.
Single-handedly stimulating the economy of Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah. His whole stimmy check went straight to Magic City.
Oh, yeah.
And then some.
Mm-hmm.
The Lemon Pepper Lou's are just... He's probably bottom for everybody. So anyway, talking about Lou Williams,
mm-hmm.
I mean, for those of you who don't know, like, last NBA season, they had the bubble,
mm-hmm.
and he left the bubble for, I believe it was...
Family Matter, I want to say a funeral.
I think it was a funeral.
I think it was the death of a
loved one. Yes, but in the process of him going to this funeral, he decided to take a little detour, or maybe a palate cleanser, and went to Magic City.
Mm-hmm.
Adult Entertainment Magic City.
Yes.
And apparently the chicken wings there are very, very good. So much so that he has a flavor named after him.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon Pepper Lou. Lemon Pepper Lou Williams.
Now let me ask you this, because I don't know much about Southern culture. And I'll tell you, I know probably even less about, like, stripper club culture outside of, like, keep your hands to yourself and don't wear sweatpants, be creepy. apparently, like, going to a strip club in the South before certain times... It's highly possible that you could be going there to get food and not for the entertainment. It's like after that certain hour, like, remember Red Cheetah back in the day? Like, that we went to in Montclair that one time that was like a banging sushi restaurant and then it turned into a club?
Right.
Same deal, but obviously, like, there's still the adult entertainment aspect of it consistently. But apparently, like, if you go before a certain time, let's just make the cutoff 10, 11 o'clock at night or whatever it is. It could be highly possible you could be going there just to get wings and not be there for the more adult, seedier entertainment.
Sure.
But then obviously, once a certain hour of the night hits, we know what you're there for, and it ain't lemon pepper.
Are you putting, like, lemon pepper on, like, some, like, butt cheeks.
Oh, you can put that shit on titties. Absolutely, you can put that shit on titties.
Let me get some extra honey mustard.
Yeah, right? A little habanero mango, like I'll spread it across them cheeks.
I mean,
is that a possibility? Like,
is it a possibility? It sure can be.
Okay.
And
because we know nothing about that in New York, in the New Jersey area.
And during a pandemic, probably not the best idea to be putting condiments on female body parts and licking them off, unless it's like your significant other.
Right. Right.
Not a random stripper at a strip club.
Someone that you were sharing quarantine with.
Exactly. Part of your quarantine. But other than that, mm-hmm. yeah. Not random stripper on a Thursday night in Atlanta.
Right.
But long story short, Lou Williams, he got in trouble for it, had to follow COVID protocol, mm-hmm. and then he was able to come back into the bubble.
That whole story too got so swept under the rug once they started to allow people in.
And the only reason I feel like that story even came to light was because Jack Harlow, the rapper, mm-hmm. fucking posted photos of him and Lou Williams hanging out. And he was like, no, 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 those are old photos. And they're like, yeah, bullshit.
He wore a mask and it was said yesterday.
Like, yes. There's a fucking calendar behind him with the fucking time and date on it.
Right.
That photo's from the future? Like, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially how he got caught.
Yeah.
But now said Lou Williams is back in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he gets to have... You know what's funny now? It's either one of two things is going to happen. Now that you live there, are you going to go there more or are you going to go there less? Because now it's like, oh, I can always come here now. It's like when you, like, we always joke about this. If, like, you lived in, like, Vegas or in Atlantic City, would you always go to the casino or whatever like that? Or would you just kind of like, I'll just go every once in a while? Like, you think because it's right there. You like, I live underneath a Qdoba, which I despise.
Mm-hmm.
For not other
because,
reasons.
But not because of the Qdoba's food. Bad.
Yeah, not because of the food.
I actually like Qdoba. I like it better than Chipotle.
But people are like, oh, you must have Qdoba every day because it's underneath my apartment building. And I'm like, actually, I think I've had it twice.
No,
and I've lived here for 3 years.
Yeah, I have a toilet. It doesn't mean I drink out of it. Like, proximity doesn't work.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying. Yes, but I feel like that's...
No, no, no. It's a very, very, very strained analogy. But like... But here's the thing for that. Like, do you think they would just throw every single, like, comp or, like, whatever that they could at him?
Oh, no, let me tell you. They already treated him like royalty in there. Like, the red carpet's getting rolled out every night for him. But I feel like it might get... The whole thing about that is that there's an allure mm-hmm. to go because you don't get the opportunity to go all the time. Now that you have the chance to go all the time, do you?
Like, lemon pepper is good, but do I want it every day?
Well, I mean, that's why you have different flavors.
Yeah, but do I want someone else's flavor? Like, oh, look at him. He's eating, like, Mad Mike's mango habanero. So, like, I don't want that.
I think it's interesting. I think it's a thought that, you know, a lot of people don't...
I think Atlanta might be, like, a fringe playing team, too. Like, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens when he's not playing. Like, if they fall out of it and it was like, all right, we don't care anymore.
Yeah. You got like random ass like load management on Lou Williams every other week. Huh? Like load management again, Lou? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See you at Magic City.
Mm-hmm.
Be there at 9. Because we were talking about, you know, if you live in a certain area
mm-hmm.
and just because there's like a certain, you know, an attraction there, do you go there all the time? Like mm-hmm. if you live in Orlando, do you go to fucking Disney World every fucking weekend? Do you go to Universal Studios? You know what I mean? Like when you're close to like a big attraction,
mm-hmm.
do you go there more? Do you go there less? And I feel like ironically enough, you probably go there less.
A ton less. And you actually become resentful of all of the people that are there.
Yeah.
Think about the Jersey Shore and people who live there.
Yeah.
They're like, I fucking hate these people, blah, 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 blah. This is ours. Like, you know, summertime in, like, Orlando, the traffic must suck. And a lot of people who are just going to their you know, everyday jobs are probably like, this sucks. It's fucking tourist season or, like, whatever else. Like, it's very rare that a place, like, Vegas needs it. Vegas needs that to survive. There's nothing really else around there unless you're looking right. at, like, the Grand Canyon or the Hoover Dam. You know, like, that's probably different. Like, Atlantic City, like... Outside of maybe like a restaurant, like I can't think of any reason why I would go to Atlantic City if I lived there. Because like, obviously I'm not going to go there and gamble all the time. I'm going to be fucking broke and,
right.
and whatever else. Like, they have some decent restaurants there. They have decent, like, cover bands there sometimes.
Yeah, but all that stuff is connected to the casino to some extent.
Yeah, the casino resorts. But I feel like eventually you could kind of tune that out a little bit.
Okay.
If you're there all the time. Like, or at least at the very hope that you would have some higher level of discipline rather than, like, okay, you know what, I think it's time for me to have my 34th Coors Light and now it's time to start playing roulette on a Tuesday afternoon. I mean, if that's the case and that's how you live, then God, I guess, God bless you, but.
So, just.
Are you moving to Atlantic City or Vegas?
No, I'm not moving to Atlantic City. I will tell you this. I'm going to Vegas.
Are you?
In August.
Nice. For what? For your mom's birthday?
Yep.
Nice.
I've had discussion with my sister, mm-hmm. and she's like, hey, keep these dates aside.
Okay.
We're going for mom's birthday. Well, once she told me the dates, I was like, that's my mom's birthday. Okay. Yeah, I'm right. ready. Just let me know, mm-hmm. like, whatever.
Her birthday's like a week earlier than mine, isn't it?
No, her birthday's a day before yours.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, what are you doing for your birthday?
I have no idea. It's we're still in a pandemic.
No, I know.
I would like to do something. It's my 40th, but I don't
right. know. So, I mean, like, obviously, like, I can fly back.
Are we co-opting your mom's birthday in Vegas?
I mean, if you want to come.
I would love to.
But I mean, obviously, I know you have a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I could be in Vegas for a couple of days and then come back and then we could do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For your birthday.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, go out, spend the birthday with your mom, see your family,
right.
enjoy yourself. We'll figure it out. Like, I'm not really worried about it. I don't know. Like, you also know me too, though. Like, I don't tend to make a big deal out of my birthday. It's everyone around me that always makes a big deal out of my birthday, which I incredibly love and appreciate and adore and all that fun stuff. But, like, half the time, I'm just like, you know? Like, you like to think maybe 40th birthday, hopefully everyone's vaccinated in that time. Things are opened up a little bit more.
I mean, according to Biden, July 4th, everybody, we should be good to go.
Yeah. I mean,
vaccine your birthday's rollouts in August.
Vaccine rollouts are coming faster and more things are coming up through their pipeline in terms of like the AstraZeneca one, whether you're 100% comfortable with that or not. It's a different story, but I don't know.
Well, you keep me posted on what you want to do for your birthday.
All right.
But I will be out in Las Vegas for my mom's. Oh. So now what that says to me now is one. Look, and
so you're not taking a day off.
We'll see. So pretty much now I kind of have to, you know, it being in August, I can kind of formulate a game plan. Sure. It's like, all right, I got to figure out, you know, I got to get this vaccine going because mm-hmm. now it motivates me to get the vaccine sooner.
Of course.
So I don't have to deal with all that nonsense on the plane. Mm-hmm. That and then just figure out, book a flight,
mm-hmm.
where I'm staying. Hi, Caesars. Hi. I don't even think the Rio's there anymore. All those random casinos.
I think it's owned by someone else.
All the casinos and all the people that are hitting me up mm-hmm. via email, right. via postcard. Like, hey, we miss you. Guess what? I'm about to cash that bad boy right. in.
Get the flight now.
Yeah. So I'm like, so what's good?
Mm-hmm.
What you got for me? So yeah. So we'll see. But I'm looking forward to it because obviously I haven't been to Vegas in last time I went to Vegas, it was years ago. It was actually for, I think, was it for, it was for your?
It was for my birthday.
It was for your birthday. It was years ago, yeah. Like, easily 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great time. We had fun.
It was a great time.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I'm looking forward to going to Vegas.
Nice.
I'm very, like, we always talk about going to Vegas and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and it's just like, wow, it's going down? Okay, mm-hmm. cool. It'll be nice to kind of party with my mom's fully vaccinated now.
Nice.
So yeah. So my sister's next, and then I'm gonna figure out when I go get mine.
Yep.
So we'll all be able to hang out and party and have a good time. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Other things that was also because you're talking about I'm gonna be working pretty much. I'm never gonna have a day off. So like my manager is going away.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was this week. It's next week. Okay. I think the 7th.
Okay.
He's going away. I want to say the week of the 7th. He's going away that Wednesday.
So that Thursday, I will be acting a fool in your place of business.
And he'll be back by Monday.
I will stop.
I think he'll be back. Either Sunday or Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So me and actually the one security guard who one friends with there, Hal, me and him are essentially going to have all the manager duties while
mm-hmm.
my manager is having his golf trip, I think somewhere in like Florida or something like that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's nice. Kind of, I was like, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, he's usually not there anyway for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never there on Thursday because he's usually there. And so pretty much like, he nonchalantly was like, by the way, you're not going to have a day off in the upcoming week. And I'm right. like, all right, cool, sweet.
Right.
And I'm going to be like, it's going to be weird because I've never been in a position like this before.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been able to problem solve and troubleshoot sure. as a bartender.
Right.
But I'm like, I won't be bartending. Like, I'm going to be doing the, I'm like, am I going to be, I'm going to be like going up to tables like, hey guys, how's everything going?
Right. Right.
I got to be that guy. And that's fine.
It sucks.
Because, well, you wonder what it is that I'll be more proactive because obviously if I see the bartenders having like trouble, like I can mm-hmm. hop back there and make drinks
right
if they need and, you know, run food or whatever have you. But, you know, not all those things. I was like, you know, my manager, all he does is like, oh, cute girls come in. He just like sits there and like kicks it to her or whatever. Like that. I was like, yeah, I guess I could do that. I could do that on Thursday and Friday. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Like there's part of me, it's like, what am I wearing? Am I wearing my bartender polo or am I like wearing like, what's that?
What does he usually wear?
He usually wears a Guns N' Roses t-shirt and flannel.
Okay. So make it
somewhere in between.
Yeah. Somewhere in between.
But yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Okay.
Especially the weekend because I'm never there on like Friday. Mm-hmm. I know Friday is going to be kind of like a intense day because it's Friday.
Sure.
And Saturday too because I'll be bartending, but I'll also kind of be when like bartending, when I'm not making drinks, kind of like, hey, you guys good? This mm-hmm. good? You know what I mean? Like, I gotta be that guy. So, it's gonna be interesting.
I'm very much going to fuck up one of your days that you're there. I'm not gonna tell you which one. I'm just gonna show up.
Are you really gonna stop by?
Probably not.
Okay. I would stop by, let me know.
Now, I would like to say yes, but in all actuality, it's going to come to the point I'm like, you know, it's 7:30. I'm like, well, it's almost time for dinner. It's almost time for bed, so. I don't sure. know. We'll see. Actually, at that point in time, I will be fully vaccinated, so, including the full 2 week after time. Still won't have a DJ McRecon mix, but that's all right. I can listen to the old one.
At DJ McRecon, yeah.
I can't wait for the next pandemic, and he still hasn't given.
That's not funny. I hope there is not one.
Well, yeah.
I hope there's not one pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess this will be the real test. It's like, well, Kev, have you ever thought about being a manager? It's like, well, now I'm actually getting kind of thrown right into it.
Mm-hmm.
At least for like 2 days.
So
when I actually get yelled at by like the owner because I'm not technically a manager, mm-hmm. I'll actually like be one for like 2 days. So it's like, all right, I guess like you could actually yell at me now because mm-hmm. Because I'm the captain now, at least yeah. for next like couple days, like Captain Phillips style, like the sure. guy, like the like I'm the captain now, like I'm gonna be him.
Please tell me it's just like eyes, man.
Yeah, like, just yeah. Eyes. I'm like I'm the captain now. Look at me. So like yeah, it's gonna be that for at least 5 to 6 days.
So much a pain in the ass. I've never did it at a place as busy as yours, but it is that like how is everything? And then basically at the end of the day, like if someone fucks up, you have to go there and kiss their ass. Which is always a nice, fun thing to do. And you're doing it for less money than you would do working behind the bar. At least that was the pay scale for how it was at the restaurant I managed at. Where I was like, I'm making double doing less. And I don't have to wear a shirt and tie.
I'd say the pay scale is not that much different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's probably not that much different.
Not for nothing, then at least, like, I don't know, sexually...
No.
Yeah.
That's the forbidden fruit that I know a lot of people have dabbled with in the past.
Managers of old that we both know that work with
mm-hmm. that they dip into that a little bit and mm-hmm. it's like, well, you're not technically supposed to do that. Every place is different, sure. but a lot of times it's frowned upon.
Oh, so you're just getting high on your own supply.
And a lot of times it's a conflict of interest. All of a sudden that person now has the best schedule because they're messing around with the manager.
They give the best, but, sorry.
Well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's another podcast.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, so no, I'm not going to be... I mean, in my mind, it's like, all right, I'm looking forward to doing it, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to be fucking tired that week.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
Well, the one thing, so you told me this before, the one good thing you said, though, is at least you don't have to open close every day. There's someone there who can at least open the place up for you, at least. So, again, yeah, you're not there literally every single operating hour possible.
I mean, here's the thing. That should be the case.
Is that going to be the case?
I hope that it, that, you know, that's not the situation. Because also, too, I live half hour away.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, can you get here now? It's like, you know I live a half hour away, right?
Right.
So, like, anything you need me to do at a specific time, you got to give me, like, a half hour, 40 minutes heads up. And that's
if you're ready to go literally drop everything, leave.
Right. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, everything's going to be fine.
No, yeah.
Everything's going to be fine. Unless you, like, you know, go on, like, News 12 and it's like, the ferryman on first saw is burned to the ground or something like
that. I can think of two or three other people around there. I'm like, I have to blame it on them. It's fine.
You know, but yeah, but I mean, knock on wood.
Yeah, you'll do just fine.
Everything's fine.
You're just gonna be tired.
Yeah, I'm gonna be very tired.
Yeah.
And then when that Monday comes, when like I'm off, oh yeah, I'm like nobody talk to me.
Yeah.
Like nobody talk to me. Nobody like whatever. Unless it's like you, we do a podcast. That's fine. And like my mom, my sister. Other than that, nobody talk to me.
Right. Like I'll catch you Tuesday. It's not that important.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's just.
I would just block every work number you have. Like, anybody who has your number from work on Monday, I'd like, do not disturb.
I've been watching, like, the show Power. Like, I need another cell phone. I'm like, Bobby, Mom, Denise, here's the number.
Yeah.
I'm like, here's the number for this phone. Everybody else, that phone's going off.
Yeah, right.
I gotta have the secondary phone.
Sure. The bat phone.
The bat phone. Yeah, the bat phone, if you will. And that's about it. Yeah, so just...
Yeah, I feel you. And you know what's going to happen, too. It's going to be, like, the nicest fucking week. Like, it's going to be fucking...
Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, it's going to be the most gorgeous weather ever.
Yep.
And it's just going to be... It's going to be a lot. Mm-hmm. But it'll be fun. Everything will be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good.
You'll be fine. Yeah. So, anyway, Rabbit Hole Podcast. Mm-hmm. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail swag. Food. You know, I was looking up on a food tip. The chocolate chip cookie. You aware that the chocolate chip cookie was actually a mistake? It wasn't like the person that invented chocolate chip cookies, that was an accident. That wasn't intentional.
It was the best fucking accident ever.
Yeah.
What was it supposed to be? Just like a sugar cookie? And
it was supposed to be, because I have the notes here. It was supposed to be a chocolate butter drop cookie.
Okay.
What happened is that the baker ran out of baking chocolate.
Okay.
So they put semi-sweet chocolate in there thinking it was going to melt.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't. It stayed as chocolate chips. Hence, the chocolate chip cookie was born.
Oh, shake that man's hand.
It was back in the 1930s. Woman.
I would love to shake her hand.
Woman's hand.
That's awesome. Oh, love chocolate chip cookies.
I like came across the tape. Ruth Graves Wakefield. Actually, it was Ruth Graves Wakefield and her husband. So you could shake both their hands.
Okay. Fair enough.
But yeah. Chocolate chip cookie was just a complete fucking accident. So you know what that means? Like the fucking Cookie Monster or whatever like that? Like chocolate cookie, like he wouldn't exist. Like the chocolate chip cookie created other things from it. Not just like the cookies itself.
Mm-hmm.
Created like beings and characters and things on television and movies and everything.
Sure. All because of an accident.
All because of an accident. All because of Ruth Graves Wakefield and her husband. Imagine if they had enough baking chocolate that day. Guess what would happen? Never would have the chocolate chip cookie.
They're 25 pounds lighter.
You know, so yeah, that's one of the things I came across on here. Have you seen? We'll shift gears to swag.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Lil Nas X Satan sneaker, Satan shoes?
I've seen it was trending for different reasons. Apparently it has blood in it.
One drop of blood.
Like whose?
They didn't specify whose, but...
I would probably like to know that considering, like, again, we are in a fucking pandemic. Like, wouldn't you...
And,
apparently Nike's denied that too, by the way. That there's any blood in that sneaker.
Well, Nike's not endorsing the sneaker. Nike's like, this isn't our shoe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Nike shoe, but it's not ours.
Right.
So like I saw it and I was like, and I looked at it, it was just like, all right, it's the design of the sneaker, it's an Air Max. Air Max 97 mm-hmm. is the design, the look of it. And supposedly, from what you know, there's a lot of outrage because like Lil Nas X, because you know, like he's homosexual, he's gay, and then mm-hmm. you know you have people kind of like outraged about that, and then they're talking about you know Satan right. worship and all this other stuff going okay. on, and you know it's like Nike's like denying the sneaker, like we you know like this
it's
isn't
a,
us.
It's a lot and of pearl clutching.
It's, I think. And everybody's just kind of talking, and he has a music video to kind of like, he had the music video and the sneaker kind of accompanies it, because he's like,
gotcha, okay.
The music video is somewhat controversial because he's like, he's in heaven, then he goes down to hell, and he's mm-hmm. doing like, he's doing a lap dance on like the devil, and mm-hmm. it's an interesting. The song's called Montero, which is actually his first name.
Okay.
So a lot of people kind of like, between that and the sneaker. Everybody's kind of like, oh, you know, what the fuck is wrong with Lil Nas X now? This, that, and the other thing. You know, he's just claiming, you know, he's just, you know, paraphrasing. You know, it's like, I'm an artist. Like, you know, my little kids love you, like Old Town Road. He was like, that was never supposed to be a little kid song, by the way. He's right. like, just kind of, y'all made it one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, listen to the lyrics. He's like, lean all in my bladder, cheated on my baby. You right. know, like, he's like, the song was never, I mean, it right. just got,
you're welcome
like,
that it's catchy, but.
Yeah, but. Mm-hmm. But all in all, like, the song was an adult song.
Right.
The kids, like, kind of gravitated towards it. So he's kind of like, you know, that's kind of like the stance that he has. The sneakers, by the mm-hmm. way, the Satan shoes, besides, like, it's like an all black Air Max. It's got, like, red liquid in, the, like, the sole and one drop of human blood. Okay. Whose blood that is? Mm-hmm. We don't know. And it has, like a little, like, Bible like chapter and like verse number in there mm-hmm. that talks about, I think it's like, I have it here, it's Luke 10:18. It's about like, it's a devil passage, pretty much like the devil's coming down from the devil, paraphrasing, the devil is coming down to earth like a strike of lightning.
Okay.
There's a pentagram mm-hmm. on the like around the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The sneaker itself, it's like, and the box has like all this like crazy like devil shit on there and everything like that. Right, right, you right. know, it's just whatever. So like everybody's like, yo, this like.
Who made this sneaker?
The brand, it's a collab with this, their Brooklyn based like apparel okay. company. They're called Mischief. Mm-hmm. And it's like the letters MSCHF.
Okay.
And they collab with Lil Nas X to do the sneaker.
Gotcha. Okay.
So everybody's kind of like, oh, what the... And because, you know how I said it was Luke 10:18?
Mm-hmm.
The sneaker is $1,000 and... $1,018.
Okay.
$1,018.
Okay.
For a pair of sneakers.
Right.
And they only made 666 pairs.
Makes sense.
They're already all sold out.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I can only imagine what the resale value is going to be off of those sneakers. You flip those bad boys?
10 times? 20 times? I don't know. That's insane, though. I'm not surprised at all that they're all sold out already, though.
No, I'm not. And Nike's not claiming. They're like, yo, this is like, I know it's a Nike sneaker, but we're not claiming that.
So what did he do? Buy 666 pairs of them and give them to this guy to collab?
Yep.
Okay.
That's essentially what they said that he did.
Now, for nothing, then Nike can't do shit about it.
Yeah.
In that sense.
And a lot of people are like, oh, you know, devil worship, this, that, and the other thing. I would like to, and I looked it up myself and everything like that. I don't think what people realize is that as crazy as this shoe might be and mm-hmm. devil depiction and yada, 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 this same group, Mischief, they made another shoe prior to this one.
Was the it the same, Angel?
It was called Holy Water.
Okay.
And it came out like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an all-white, same Air Max 97, all-white.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like 60 cc's of holy water is in the sole.
Right.
With okay. With like a Bible passage. And it has like the IN, it has like the old like scripture, like, well, I'm trying to look it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
Matthew 14:25 Talk about when Jesus walked on water.
Right.
That's on site. So it's like it's an alternate version of the sneaker. Okay. Yeah. But I feel like nobody realizes that. Like, especially a lot of these news outlets, things like that. They're like, by the way, like the only people that know that it is sneaker, you know, sneakerheads and like fucking Hypebeast and Complex. But like regular news outlets are like, look at this sneaker and blah blah blah. I was like, yeah, but that's just a variation of the other sneaker.
Right.
So you know, you have like heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a lot of people were unaware of the other sneaker. Even I was. I was like, oh, they did another. I was like, oh, okay, this is just their thing that they do.
Right.
This isn't just like a one-time like thing, which I feel like a lot of people are starting to come to the conclusion of.
Gotcha.
Mischief is just like, this is what they do. They do these like crazy collabs.
Yeah.
They do these crazy collabs. They get like a bunch of sneakers and then just like personalize them and bam, here you go. Mm-hmm. And then and they sold that one, I believe it was because it was Matthew 14:25, so they sold that one for $1,425.
Makes sense. Did those all sell out too? If not, I guarantee you they will now.
Yeah, I mean, that was from a year ago, so I have to imagine that they're all sold out. So the resale value on that is probably, it's probably through the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, like, honestly, like, you can get, if you get the sneakerhead game, man, if you play your cards right, you can make some fucking cash.
Well,
that'd be the only reason, I would have bought those Lil Nas X sneakers. I would have bought them, I wouldn't even wear them. I just buy them, just flip them.
Mm-hmm.
It's an investment.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, that's, I saw that, and I was just like, and that obviously was, like, the biggest, like, news story.
Mm-hmm.
Was, well, at least, like, in, like, pop culture, like, music.
Oh, absolutely.
Lil Nas X. That and the music video, and he's, you know, he's not being Old Town Road Lil Nas X doing like the do-si-do and all that and a cowboy hat.
I wonder if that's part of the reason why he's doing this.
I think
as much as you can.
I think that's part of it. He's trying to. I feel like all musicians do this to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of break away from the image that everybody knows what knows them for. Like, I remember Christina Aguilera did it.
Sure.
She was dirty for like 2 years.
She wasn't even Christina Aguilera anymore. She was just X-Tina,
yeah. You know? Nose piercings and half her hair is fucking jet black. The other half's blonde and braids. Like, yeah, it's just, you could still sing her ass off, but.
I guess, like, I don't know. Like, I can see that, I guess. Like, if your whole thing is creative, the last thing you want is to be like typecast in something. So it like completely kills your creativity.
I suppose. I don't know. I feel like some people just, I feel like somebody like a Timberlake. Like, I feel like Timberlake, like, I feel like he never really has to, he reinvents his image, but the music for the most part, it kind of stays the same. Like, he has his moments where it kind of sounds a little bit different, but now it's gotten to the point where it's just like, it's all pretty much, I feel like he's one of the few that's able to kind of like change his hairstyle every album, and then it's like, you know, hey, I'm back.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I guess so. I guess, I mean, there's nothing wrong. I feel like every artist always does that, like, devil worship shit for, like, a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's just, they're like, hey, I'm bored.
That's a little itch to scratch, I guess. Or not for nothing, it's something that you know is going to be controversial and get you a whole lot of attention.
I mean, no offense, we've been talking about this for the last 20 minutes, and that's just us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so, yeah, Twitter went a buzz.
Yeah.
Hence is the only reason why I even knew this was a thing.
Yeah. You know, just Lil Nas X. And I like Lil Nas X. I like his, like, the couple songs he came out with.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, like, a lot of his songs always have the same type of, like, delivery. They're always,
right.
Like, the cadence, everything like that.
He only knows one way.
Yeah, like, his cadence is, like, this exact same in every song.
Hmm.
But you know what? It's catchy enough that it's just, like, and it works. I was like, all right, yeah. Sounds exactly the same as all the other songs. The beat's different. Everything else is different. But his cadence in every song is exactly the same.
Hmm.
So, I'm just like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
As long as you're cashing checks.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Satan shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if, like, somebody's like, here, I got these for you, I don't know if I'd rock them.
I don't know if I rock.
You want to know? It's an all black sneaker with like red in it. So like, it's not that I'm not opposed to the colorway. I'm just I don't know.
Yeah.
Just not. It was not really doing anything for me.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, not for nothing. If you're not rocking, you know I'm not.
Well, I tell you, I'm gonna get you a pair of Air Forces. I'm gonna get you a pair of low top Air Force Ones, all white.
Okay.
The shit's getting a little hot, especially now it's getting warm outside.
Mm-hmm.
Hot in the streets, you get a fucking white, fresh white pair of fucking low top Air Force Ones.
Just lick the bottom of them before you put them on.
Absolutely, you do that shit. I spy with my little eye, an Asian guy rocking white low top Air Force Ones.
Oh, and there's the black guy too.
And, yeah, like oh, and the black guy. Like, thanks, kid.
Yeah, right.
Poor kid. Oh man, yeah, I know. It's just it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like kind of like going through the rest of my notes here, and I'm just I mean, we pretty much like hit everything that I wanted to to talk about. Okay. Yeah. I wanted to hear everything we talked about. I mean, obviously, you could always go into more detail about everything.
Sure.
But you know it. We got yoga pants. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to the gym today. I think I'm gonna take a break from the gym today, and I'll probably go tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my routine's all types of fucked up right now.
It's good between work get worse and with everything else.
Yeah, I know. So I've been trying to go to the gym.
Nail down a routine for yourself.
Yeah, I try to like go to the gym like what I've been doing now. Try to go before work.
Okay.
So, like, do it for, like, an hour and then come home, get ready for work, and then go.
Sure.
That's, like, the last thing.
Okay.
It's working. It's been good.
See, that's what I was actually thinking I would do. But, obviously, like, I work a lot earlier in the morning or in the daytime. So,
right.
If anything, to me, that would maybe even pacify my overall concern for going back into a gym right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, it might be like, all right, maybe if I go at, like, 6-7 o'clock in the morning or something like that, it'll be a lot less people, so I can space myself out more, and you know, that way then I won't feel any, you know.
What gym do you go to?
If I did, it would just be Crunch and Garwood, because that's the one I've always gone to.
Oh, okay.
And it's closest to my house.
Okay.
So
you wanna go to the Retro in on that border of like, you know, Scotch Plains, you know, Westfield?
Oh, what?
Well, it's like Scotch Plains, like Scotch Westfield, Plains, Clark. Westfield
Clark. It's a pain in the ass to get to. It's like three traffic lights. Crunch and Garwood, one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. I mean, I can't speak for Crunch and Garwood, but I'll tell you what, man. Scenery's looking pretty good at Retro.
Scenery's going to look good no matter what. I can sit outside of Dunkin' Donuts and like stare into an Orange Theory and be like, that's fun. But like... You know, as I'm eating like three like chocolate eclair donuts or whatever, even though I don't like donuts.
Just staring
like
through the window, yeah, looking like a creep.
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, oh, this isn't double-sided glass. Okay, sorry, my bad. Doing a great job, ladies. Never allowed back here, like in this like block again. I have to find a new pizza place. I have to find a new Dunkin' Donuts. I have to find a new barber. My tax guy's on there, and all of a sudden I can't be anywhere near an Orange Theory.
Oh yeah, wouldn't be good.
No.
But yeah, scenery at this...
I can imagine.
It's looking all right now. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? Because it's like, it felt like it went from 0 to 60 real quick.
Hot Girl Summer. It was a hibernation. Hot Girl Summer. There it is.
And I was just like, and so like, I feel like girls will never get distracted by dudes, but dudes will always be distracted by girls. And it's so hard because mm-hmm. like, I'm just trying to like, not look, sure. But I also want to look because I was like, damn, of that course. Girl looks hot. But at the same time, I'm also like... Continue your workout.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I, you know, how many times? And I don't know. Maybe girls are aware of this. Maybe they're not aware of this. Maybe they're oblivious to it. Mm-hmm. Some probably are oblivious to it. Some of them. I mean, like, not for nothing. I go on like some of my friends' Instagram pages, and they're like, just came from the gym, and they got they do that pose where like they show like they do the whole like. Body tilt mm-hmm. with the ass kind of like mm-hmm. showing you know, oh, you know, worked on my booty today, little peach emoji, right, and everything like sure. that. It's just like, so like, you know what you're doing.
Of course you do.
It's like, look how good I look. It's like, yeah, you do look good, you know. So I feel like to a certain degree it's like you do it to get the attention. Like, obviously you want positive attention for you don't want people like, you know, touchy or like grabbing you, no, shit like that. No, like, I get all that, but I'm like,
it's like love me, but like love me from afar.
Well, it's like look, but don't touch.
Know? Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But then here's the thing. All right, look, but don't touch. All right, so I'm going to look every once in a while. So you can't get mad at me if I look.
Now for the thing, you're not wearing $100 Lululemon fucking, like, leggings.
Is it Lululemon or Lululemon?
I don't know.
I think it's Lululemon.
I thought it was Lululemon.
I think it's Lululemon.
I thought it was Lululemon.
We can agree to disagree. I'm pretty sure.
Definitely. Sure. Either way you pronounce it, like, the letters are still the same.
It's, I know what,
like,
you're saying. It's, but like, if it's like Lulu. Like, I can't even say it.
Lululemon.
You say Lululemon. You're like Lululemon or something like that. You're saying like.
Oh, Lululemon? Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying Lululemon.
Either way, the letters are still the same. So it's not like I'm saying like Lululemon and you're saying like General Tso's Chicken. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
But like, you're not wearing $100 leggings and that. And now you all got me in the head. You got me in my own head.
The Gym Sharks and, yeah, the Fabletics, yeah, like, and the, yeah, yeah.
You're not wearing all that shit. So like, now, oh, it's really comfy. I'm like, fuck you. No, it's not.
And
like,
they have some yoga pants where like it goes up the butt crack. So like now it's
TikTok,
like,
leggings.
Yeah.
From what
so
you've seen.
Yeah. So good. It's like they. It's like the seam is like right on,
like,
the.
How is that comfy?
I mean, that's the price you pay for being sexy, right? Why, yeah, do girls wear, yeah, high heel shoes?
I guess. Yeah,
those shoes,
I guess,
are uncomfortable as fuck, apparently.
Yeah, I just.
But you know, that's.
Slave for fashion, I guess.
I guess, yeah. I don't, like, don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, like, I'll wear a pair of dress shoes. I was like, wow, these fuckers hurt, but they look good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, these wingtips are fly. Right. But these motherfuckers have no fucking arch support.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's like, that's the price. No, that's yeah, the price you pay. This is the life you chose. But. The, yeah, especially now the weather getting nice.
Sure.
Even I was telling you, I was outside Starbucks. Starbucks in the downtown area that I'm in,
sure,
is a dangerous fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like really Starbucks anyway.
Right.
Unless they have the s'mores frappuccino.
Okay.
That's the only thing I would get there.
Right.
And their hot coffee, it's like. For me, Starbucks coffee, like, when you get, like, the specialties, like, the caramel macchiato, which is the thing I used to get.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't drink that thing right away, it tastes disgusting to me.
Okay.
I can drink Dunkin' Donuts coffee at any temperature and be totally okay with it.
Okay.
But with Starbucks coffee, there's something about it that it's just, like, it tastes like, you're like, no, what is this?
It's bitter. They burn their beans on purpose. When they roast their beans, they burn them on purpose.
Is that what I'm tasting?
Yeah, it's what I think. Because from years and years and years of us going to casinos and only having Starbucks and never having Dunkin' Donuts, I'm like, why do I'm like, I don't like this coffee. I'll drink it if I have to. But I'm like, why don't I like this coffee? So I investigated it a little bit more. For the most part, they burn their beans on purpose to make the coffee more bitter.
And the other thing that I think that I've noticed, if I happen to go to Starbucks,
mm-hmm,
I've got to get like the smallest coffee, because if I'm going to drink it right then and there,
mm-hmm,
I want it to be hot the entire way through. Because you get like a venti or whatever like that,
mm-hmm,
by like halfway through that cup, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And even their iced coffee, like I try to drink their iced coffee, it's still the same thing. It's
not their,
like,
nitro brew or whatever else?
I get everything from Dunkin' Donuts. I get the cold brew there. The cold brew's great. The extra charge coffee's great. Mm-hmm. All that shit is fucking banging. They fucking know me there.
Sure.
I'll tell you what. This was disturbing, but I guess maybe it's just modern technology. I went to a Dunkin' Donuts. I'm mobile ordered.
Mm-hmm.
And they only have drive-thru available.
Okay.
So I go through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the newer ones. They got the digital screens and everything like that.
Right.
You get that little automated message like, America, run that Dunkin'. Mm-hmm. And then the person jumps on.
Yeah.
And they were like, hi, Kevin. I was like, what? Yeah. I was like, your mobile order will be up right. Yeah, it's come, you know, drive up to the next window. I was like, how did they know that was me?
Right. Is your location on your phone?
I mean, yeah. Like, is it through the app, maybe?
Absolutely.
So, all right. So.
But the only problem with that, though, is when you turn that off. Let's just say you're outside of your general area looking for a Dunkin' Donuts. You got to turn that back on.
I was just trying to figure out. I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, how do they know it was me?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what car that I drive. They can't even see me.
It probably pings.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, like, are they asking everybody? Hi, Kevin. No. All right.
Yeah.
What will you order? Like, did they ask 5 or 6 people before, mm-hmm, I got there?
That would be my guess. Would be that they
it paid. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense now, because I was like sitting here trying to like, how do they know?
Either that or, like, if it goes like a step further, and it was like, "Hi, Kevin." I'm like, "Yay!" I'm like, "I miss you." He's like, "Who the fuck is this?"
I'm like, "Excuse me?"
Right?
And
you like, remember me, South Ave, like gas station? I'm like,
it's like, "Yeah, you don't come here anymore. You come to this one now." It's like, "Well, yeah, I moved."
Yeah, because you're weird. Like,
yeah, it's like, but why?
Yeah, but I miss you.
Yeah, it's like, can I? You know what? I don't want my coffee now.
You know what? No, no, no. I want my coffee.
Well, yeah. But, just
like,
that,
you
yeah.
cannot look me in the eye when you give it to me. Like, you have to turn your head and then hand it out the window. Thank
straight,
you.
Straight diva status, yeah, like right. Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Or be like, you know what? Can you do me a favor? Can you make me another coffee? But can I watch you make it? But don't look at me, though.
Right.
Because I don't know if I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see, I take a sip of this coffee and my car, like, fucking goes through, like, four lanes of traffic.
Right.
I'm like, but Kevin, I love you. We're meant to be together. Why don't you love me? I'm like, what? I'm getting rid of this Dunkin' Donuts app. It's mm-hmm. awful. I don't care if every 200 points you get a free coffee. I don't like this anymore.
Like, I write you, but you still ain't cold.
Yeah,
like,
I know, right? Just like, what? It's just like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll go back to Starbucks. Look at fat ass girls and
mm-hmm.
hope to God that they're at least 18.
Like, I fucking love cake pops. You're like, don't you though? Don't you?
And just hope that they're 18. Like, please, gotta be 18.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm gonna look and not touch.
I still wanna feel good about life. I still wanna feel like not creepy about looking.
I mean, every once in a while, like, I don't know if you know, like, even like on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
you'll see like some girls. It's like, how old is this girl? Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, you see like all these, because every pretty girl, I feel like now on Instagram is an influencer to some degree.
Of course,
bikini pics and reels and TikTok videos.
Mm-hmm.
Some better than
There's
others.
Millions of dollars to be made doing that.
I
like
know.
I don't really understand. Like, good for you, I guess, being able to turn yourself into your own brand in that sense. Like, okay.
And then there's some that are like really, really hot. Like, I feel like there's a couple like I will show you like after we get done with the podcast. We're like, yo, you gotta look at this one,
right?
Because some of them are better than others. Like, yo, you gotta check this one out,
right?
But then there are others where it's just like you're just like, how old is this girl?
Right.
You know, like you sure. start questioning things. Like when you see them like, oh, we're at the, you know, they break away and they're actually hanging out with their friends at a bar or like outside with cocktails. I'm like, dope.
Okay.
Right. I feel good now.
Yeah. It's like, we're at the mall food court. You're like, next.
Yeah. Did you see that guy that proposed to the girl at the food court? He got rejected.
No.
It was apparently there was like a video
uh-huh.
and it was at Menlo Park Mall, which is by us.
Yeah.
This kid looked like a straight up like... He looked like a nerd, okay?
Okay, that's
like,
it's fine.
He had like this jacket from this cartoon, Ben 10. So he had this like bright green jacket with like a racing stripe on it.
Okay.
And I think he had like Jordans on.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looked like old school Justin Bieber, where he used to rock like the fitted hat and like
right.
the, you know, the big like high top sneakers and like whatever.
Okay.
And like the hair flopped to like the side.
Right.
He kind of looked like that, but he had glasses.
Okay.
Apparently he proposes to his girl at the mall.
Okay.
And this is in the food court of Menlo Park Mall in Edison, New Jersey.
Sure.
Says no, like runs away. And like somebody made like a TikTok video of it, and the kid's like totally like distraught. And like these two brothers just like kind of like console him. I was like, yo. I was like, because everybody's like, yo, that's Menlo Park Mall, New Jersey. I was like, yeah, I recognize that Chick-fil-A.
Right. You know?
Like I was like, oh shit, yeah, I recognize that background. It's crazy. And apparently it was on Twitter the other day.
That's like, it's sad. Like, you don't want to see the guy, like, you don't want to see his misery, like, blown up for, like, social media, but at the same time, it's like, that's hilarious.
My whole thing is this, and maybe this is a selfish part of me.
Mm-hmm.
You propose to somebody in public,
mm-hmm.
just say yes, and then after that,
sure.
be
no,
like, hey, look,
yeah,
I didn't want to embarrass you, but like, I don't want to marry you.
Yeah, this isn't happening at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah,
or, like
wherever. Like, if you're on the fence about it, if
sure.
you are genuinely in love with this person and like, yeah, like, is a dream come true? Dope.
Right.
But if you're like on the fence about whether or not you even want to be with this person, and then that person pulls the trigger and whips out a fucking engagement ring
mm-hmm.
in a public place.
Right.
Is it wrong that I feel like the person should just say yes and then after be like, all right, look, like, I don't want to embarrass you. Just... we can't be together.
It's got especially if it's something where like you're just like pulling the trigger on something, I could see where like there is no, I like where your head's at. I think that's the right thing to do. Nobody.
I mean, it's not because it's not being fully honest.
Well, no, it's just nobody's gonna think that way in that point in time. You're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, no. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it sucks, but that, like, you might not be able to kind of take yourself back from that situation. But I don't think I couldn't see many people being like.
I mean, if you're, I mean, unfortunately too, if you're oblivious enough to think that things are going so well that you go out and buy an engagement ring and.
It's the complete
opposite. And it's the complete opposite. It's like, we love each other, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, this girl's like stepping out on you, or guy.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Sure. Stepping out on you, whatever have you. And then like, you're just totally like in your own head thinking that things are great. And the reality is that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a ring. And then, I thought you loved me. Mm-hmm. You know? It's just like, open your fucking eyes, dude.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah. Shit's been going south like real quick.
Right.
I feel like. That's such a you want to talk about a commitment investment. You better fucking know for absolute. And I feel like sometimes that's a desperation move too. It's like, look, like, let's just be together, marry me. Right. I feel like that's also another.
Sure.
Thing. It's a desperation move. It's like the final thing you could do to maybe pull them back in.
Now, is that before or after you have you get the dog or the kid?
It's gotta be after. Gotta be after, right? The kid, I mean, the dog, I understand.
Sure.
I feel like dog is first. The kid, I feel like the kid's never planned. Kid just shows up one day.
Yeah.
And then the ring,
mm-hmm.
which for the most part, I feel like is in complete reverse now. I would think you'd want to get married first, have a kid. And then it's like, hey, by the way, the kid needs, let's get the kid a dog.
Right.
So, you know, not only so we could all be like a family together.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like now it's totally reversed now. It's like dog, kid, married.
Mm-hmm.
When I think it should be married, kid, dog.
Yeah, or married, dog, kid, depending. Yeah. The last two are interchangeable, but yes.
Yeah.
Like, you would like to think that the stability of marriage would be the first one.
Maybe I'm old school like that. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. What are you going to do?
Not propose at Menlo Park Mall.
I don't think even if I was in a committed relationship with the love of my life, I don't think I would ever, ever go to Menlo Park Mall in Essex, New Jersey and propose. In the food court, nonetheless. At least go to the fucking Cheesecake Factory.
I was thinking like Havana, like the Havana Nights, like Cuban place. They have a nice ambiance.
They do, which used to be an old Champs sports bar.
I remember that place.
Yeah.
That was about the only good thing about going to the mall on Sundays. You would just sneak in there for a beer and watch a game for like 20 minutes and then leave.
Sure. Or at least like, you know, if the Cold Stone place is still in there.
That Champs did have decent waffle fries too.
Or, I mean, even if you're there, if I'm going to go to Menlo Park Mall and propose, I'm going to Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
Not Fox and
House. No.
I'm going to Cheesecake Factory.
Are you doing it because you hope you're getting a free slice of cheesecake?
I mean, sure.
Because if you're not, I will take yours.
I mean, and plus that menu is so extensive. It's a diner menu on steroids, the Cheesecake Factory
menu. And the portions are huge, too. You're like, baby, and we can take this to go.
Yeah. Like, literally, it's a diner menu on steroids. Mm-hmm. Anything under the sun you could think of, like, you'd want at, right. like, a restaurant, it's there. I feel bad for that kitchen. Because at any given moment, like... I don't even know how many working stations that would have at a Cheesecake Factory
34.
Of that size. They maybe.
Right.
Because literally the menu is everything.
You know
it's
the worst Italian part, though,
food.
Is?
It's fried food. It's salads. It's Asian cuisine. It's American continental, whatever you want to call it. It's everything.
You know how horrible you're gonna feel though when you peel that curtain back and it's like three people and like everything is interchangeable? You're like, oh no. Oh no.
I mean,
my Cobb salad was also chicken parm. Like, how the fuck did that happen? It doesn't make sense. It's not even the same. You're like, I know, right? Watch.
I'm like, god damn it, he did it.
Yeah, right? You're like, oh my god, he made dumplings into like, you know, fucking lasagna. Like, this is great.
I mean, look, the Buffalo Blast chicken is pretty good.
Dude, I haven't been there in forever.
I went there randomly. I went there randomly. This is pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
But I remember going there because I remember they had a decent happy hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And their appetizers were really good. Like, I like their chicken quesadillas.
Mm-hmm.
I like their buffalo. It was like their take on buffalo tenders. So okay. It was like shredded buffalo chicken encased in a breaded buffalo like chicken.
Right.
It kind of didn't make any sense, but it was really good. And they had like really, and they had like really good mac and macaroni and cheese bites.
Okay. Okay.
And the drinks, it was like, it had that feeling of like a TGI Fridays, but sure. It was a little bit classier because it's like, well, this is the Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
It's nicer than TGI Fridays, which it was. And everybody there wears white, which makes no fucking sense to me. I was like, why would you have like that's like I don't know, like when the marketing team of a Cheesecake Factory, it's like, all right, what are the uniforms going to be? Mm-hmm. All white. I was like, it's a restaurant that serves food. Yeah, I know. All white. They also serve cocktails that are not all just
colored.
That are all colored, right. like glasses of red wine and Cosmos and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to be finer, you know, casual dining.
And it's like, yeah, that's great and all. All white. Like, what?
Well, I remember that working at some of the restaurants we worked at. And I'm like, I'm like, I just go home like purple because like that's what red wine looks like when it's dried.
I mean, the only thing that I think you had to invest in is like fucking Tide pens.
Yep.
The Tide pens fucking came through like a champ.
Yep.
But yeah, but that's like a white dress shirt. It's like, okay. White pants too?
Yeah.
White pants aren't easy to buy. Aren't the most like easily accessible thing to buy also.
After Labor Day?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I got a pair of white fucking jeans and they look great for my mom's 70th birthday because we did an all white party.
Right.
So, like, I was able to get them. And I actually got them for a fucking steal at Macy's.
Sure.
But even then, that was in September?
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, super discounted because it was after Labor
Day. This is why Tommy Bahama still exists. It's for any asshole who's like, I need white pants, and it's November. You're like, what do I do? Tommy Bahama. Done. Got it.
I mean, like, unless you're ordering them. I mean, I guess you know what? That's the beauty of like something like true. An Amazon now. Yeah. So you can just like put like a size in, be like, I hope it's the right size. Oh well, it's only like $20. So yeah, right. Even if it doesn't fit, fuck it.
Yeah.
Just burn $20. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't get the all white uniforms at like, look, a white shirt and then like different color pants, get that.
Sure.
All white.
Apron.
Yeah. Apron. I mean, the apron's gonna get dirty. Aprons, I feel like, are only you can only go two colors with an apron. You go white or black.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, the whole all white. Maybe they've changed it. We haven't been to Cheesecake Factory. I haven't been in a very long time. Maybe they changed. Every restaurant changes their uniform every couple of years.
I've been there because
they want to rebrand. How many times when we worked at TGI Fridays was the three
that I can think of off the top of my head? Three.
They had the TGI Friday bowling shirt.
Yep.
They had the... Oh, no. Well, I remember they had the TGI Fridays. It looked like a rugby-style shirt with the red and white vertical stripes. Mm-hmm. That was like the one everybody knows with the suspenders. Then they were like, we're going to get rid of the suspenders.
See, I never had the suspenders.
I did.
And I actually never had the rugby shirt. I had the polo. They did t-shirts for a little while, didn't they?
They did do t-shirts. Well, because they did this whole thing. They were trying to do like... They were trying to like incorporate back waiters into TGI Fridays. So like there's a point in time where
you had no idea who your server was.
Yeah. So I remember they had the black polos with like the red and white trim on the collar and the sleeves. And then they started doing this whole thing when they tried to do like the back waiter stuff. I think it was called like super service or some shit like that. Yep. And the other person would wear a t-shirt.
Yes.
And then they got rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kept the polo for a while, and then they did this like summer menu.
The luau shit.
And you had to
wear fucking Hawaiian print shirts.
Yeah, you had to get like fucking Hawaiian print shirts. So yeah, and you're not going to Tommy Bahama because you're not spending $70 per shirt. So you went to fucking Old Navy.
Yes.
And bought like a bunch from Old Navy because they sold them like three for like 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to that bowling shirt.
See, I don't remember ever having the bowling shirt. I remember.
And then it went to the bowling shirt. It was like a red bowling shirt with like a black collar.
See,
and then they went like all black,
mm-hmm.
like black. Like you just wear like a black dress shirt and black pants, and you're good. But, you know.
Yep.
What do you like? Yeah. Reminiscing about fucking the days of fucking restaurants and bars and shit. You know what I mean? But. What are you gonna do? Anyway, long story short, don't propose to your girlfriend at the or boyfriend at the food court of any mall.
Especially Menlo Park.
What about the Mall of America?
That's different.
Okay.
Destination places like that, yeah. But even then, you got to go back to the... You better know that she's definitely going to say yes. You better know that it's going to be a definitive yes when you ask that question.
Okay.
That's all.
Shouldn't that be for any proposal anywhere?
For anywhere, but especially in public.
Right.
Because at least if you're doing it in private at right. like a little dinner, it's like, oh, okay, she said no. Sucks. But yeah. at least I'm not fully embarrassed by a bunch of...
The entire Twitterverse.
Yes. You know, it's like between me and her and maybe the server. It's like, by the way.
Here's your much larger tip to not make fun of me behind my back.
Yeah. And then maybe if the server's cool, they're like, here's a shot. Sorry, dude.
Right.
You know, but other than that, yeah, mm-hmm. that's about it.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, that's it. So why don't we get out of here?
All right.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys later. This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.